Hi, it's Mark Graben. Welcome to the Kinexus Continuous Improvement Podcast. As always, we invite you to visit our website at kinexus.com. You can get more blog posts at kinexus.com/blog. Today, I'm reading a post titled Examples of the Eight Wastes of Lean Across Industries, written by Maggie Millar. One of the most critical concepts in lean organizations is the idea that it's essential to eliminate waste. Why is it so central to the practice of lean? The principles of lean say the ultimate goal is to provide perfect customer value. Anything that provides value to the customer is preserved. Everything else is considered waste. Some waste is inevitable due to physical constraints, regulations, or safety considerations. Still, most organizations find that they are engaged in many unnecessary activities and use more resources than strictly required. If you're striving to become a lean organization, waste elimination is probably near the top of your list. Lean practitioners have identified particular types of waste, known collectively as the eight wastes of lean. Certain types of waste are easy to spot and fix, while others are more difficult to detect. As Shigeo Shingo said, "The most dangerous kind of waste is the waste we do not recognize." There is a great infographic in the blog post, by the way. You can find a link to that in the show notes. So let's talk about the eight types of waste. First off, defects or mistakes. Recently, I ordered a chair online. It's the sort that requires some assembly. When it arrived, the package was missing one of the legs. I contacted the seller and they sent me a new one. They said the expense and hassle of returning the defective package were not worth the effort to keep it. There's not much I can do with a three-legged chair. This is a perfect example of how mistakes cause waste. Here are a few more. Software with bugs that has to be recoded. Misdiagnoses in healthcare that lead to unnecessary tests or treatment. Products that are shipped to the wrong address. Manufactured items that don't meet the customer's specifications. Incorrect data entry and information that isn't communicated effectively or well understood. While it may be tempting to address the issue of defects with more inspection, the best resolution is to uncover the root cause, correct it, and then error-proof the process. Second type of waste, waiting. The waste of waiting takes two common forms. People and processes often must wait because the next step in the process isn't ready for them yet, such as waiting in line at a store. Or they're waiting because they don't have the inputs, such as materials, work in progress, or the information necessary to act. So here are some examples. QA engineers waiting for code to be developed. Emergency room patients waiting for test results. Landscapers waiting for sod to be delivered. Airplanes waiting for a gate to open up. A completed entree waiting for garnish to be delivered, to be passed to the customer. Kanban boards are a popular visualization tool for recognizing and responding to the waste of waiting. In the blog post, by the way, there's a link to a free ebook that you can get, a guide to the eight wastes of lean. There was the defect of me saying that wrong, and I'm not going to go through the waste of editing. But you can find a link to that in the blog post. Look for a link in the show notes. Waste type number three, transportation. Not all transportation is waste, of course, but the unnecessary movement of products, parts, equipment, or other items adds expense and risk to processes without adding value. Transportation applies to information as well. For example, using email to send files back and forth rather than storing them in a central location is electronic transportation waste. Other examples of the waste of transportation include sending unsold products from the store back to the warehouse, ordering parts or products from distant suppliers when closer options are available, moving equipment from one construction site to another. The waste of transportation is often related to poor workspace design. Other wastes like inventory and overproduction contribute to the waste of transportation. Type 4, motion. Motion is similar to transportation, but involves unnecessary workspace activities. For example, one grocery store I visit is set up so the clerk removes an item from the basket and scans it. Another requires me to first move the item to the conveyor belt. I prefer the former, not because I'm lazy, because it doesn't make sense to have two people handle and move each item when it can be done just as effectively by one. Here are some more examples of the waste of motion. Software that requires 10 clicks to get to the screen you want. Workers searching for missing tools or office supplies. Printers and other equipment that are not conveniently located. Inadequately stocked examination rooms. Unorganized workspaces, processes without standardization, and inadequate understanding of customer behavior can all lead to the waste of motion. 5. Overproduction. Nowadays, just about everyone is familiar with just-in-time manufacturing and inventory management. Businesses are careful not to create products before there's demand, with good reason. Overproduction unnecessarily ties up resources and increases the likelihood of inventory and transportation waste. Overproduction can mean making too much of something or making it too early. Here are some examples. Huge meals in restaurants. Hospitals with more beds than the community needs. Commuter trains with more cars than necessary. Overstaffed retail stores. Too many meetings or the wrong people in meetings. Data that is entered separately into multiple systems. Overproduction is frequently caused by creating products based on forecasts rather than real-time customer demand. Type 6, inventory. The wastes of inventory and overproduction go hand in hand. If a product is overproduced, it has to be stored somewhere, tying up space and requiring additional tracking and management. Depending on where the inventory is stored, it can also lead to wasted transportation and motion. Besides the obvious idea of unsold products sitting in a warehouse, the waste of inventory can be found in lots of places. Shelves of unused office supplies. Too much bedside equipment in a hospital. Stacks of promotional literature or pre-printed forms. Perishable items that will go bad before they're used or sold. Applications on your desktop that you never use. As with overproduction, the best way to address inventory waste is to produce only what is requested by the customer. 7. Overprocessing. When lean practitioners talk about overprocessing, we're talking about adding more complexity to a product, task, or process than is necessary to get the desired value. Overprocessing is more than just a problem in manufacturing. It happens in every sector. Here are some examples of what it looks like. Software features that no one ever uses. An MRI when an X-ray would suffice. Identical data that's entered in more than one place on a form or software tool. Complex purchasing processes with multiple approval levels. Frequently checking in to ask whether each element of the product or process is necessary is an excellent way to combat overprocessing. And then 8, human potential. Perhaps the most damaging of all is the waste of human potential. Human potential is well spent when employees use the whole breadth of skills, insight, and creativity that they have. Organizations that fail to capture and act on employee ideas for improvement miss out on the fullness of what is possible. Wasted human potential can lead to employee turnover, increased absenteeism, and disengagement. It happens when, for example, time is spent correcting errors or responding to emergencies. When employees don't have the opportunity to learn new skills or utilize hidden ones. Employees are not involved in process improvement. Workers are not given a chance to advance within the company. Or only a select few employees are engaged in positive change. Maximizing human potential often requires a change of culture. Leaders who make the most of it involve as many people in decision-making, continuous learning, and process improvement as possible. They recognize that each person brings a new perspective and know that developing employee talent is the most efficient path to outperforming the competition. The good news about waste is that every time you identify waste within your organization, you have found an opportunity for improvement. Reducing any of the 8 wastes of lean can significantly impact business results. So again, we invite you to check out the show notes. You can find a link to the blog post. You can find the infographic, the free ebook, and more. And in general, if you want more blog posts, go to kinexus.com/blog.